Do you know what happens when you replace your regular old electric water heater with a new electric heat pump water heater? You boost your savings. A lot. In fact, Energy Star estimates that a family of four will save an average of $550 a year on their electric energy bills. And your new heat pump water heater can pay for itself in as little as 3 years. Level up with a heat pump water heater. Go to levelupmywaterheater.com to learn more.
Hey there, awesome listeners. Dylan Brooks here, your friendly neighborhood historic guide to navigating this wild ride called life. And today, we're diving headfirst into something super important. Building emotional intelligence. Ever felt like you were walking on eggshells in a conversation? Or misunderstood someone because their words didn't match the vibes? Yeah, me too. That's where emotional intelligence comes in. It's the secret sauce to building stronger, more fulfilling relationships with everyone from your bestie to your boss. And trust me, mastering the skill is a game changer. Now, let's be real, relationships can be complicated. They're like intricate dance routines, requiring us to constantly read cues, adjust our steps, and communicate effectively. But here's the good news. Emotional intelligence isn't some mystical superpower reserved for the chosen few. It's a muscle you can flex and strengthen with consistent practice. So, how do we level up our EQ game? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. First things first, get comfortable being vulnerable. I know, vulnerability feels scary sometimes, like bearing your soul to the world. But true connection happens when we allow ourselves to be seen, flaws and all. Sharing your authentic self, your hopes, fears, and even those messy moments builds trust and intimacy. Think about it. You've probably felt closest to people who make you feel safe enough to let your guard down. That's the power of vulnerability. It creates a space where genuine connection can flourish. Next up, become a master listener. You know that feeling when someone truly listens to you without interrupting or judging? Pure magic, right? Effective listening goes beyond just hearing words. It involves paying attention to body language, tone of voice, and the unspoken emotions behind the message. When we actively listen, we show respect and empathy, letting the other person know that the feelings are valued. It's like saying, I see you, I hear you, and I care. Speaking of caring, cultivate empathy. Step into other people's shoes and try to understand their perspectives, even if they differ from your own. Remember that everyone is navigating their own unique journey with its own set of challenges and triumphs. Having empathy doesn't mean agreeing with everything someone says or does. It means striving to see the world through their eyes and understanding their motivations. Another crucial element. Manage your emotions effectively. Never let anger, frustration, or anxiety take the reins. Yeah, me too. But emotional intelligence is about recognizing these feelings, acknowledging them without letting them control us, and finding healthy ways to express them. Think of it like this. You wouldn't drive a car without knowing how to control the steering wheel, right? Emotions are like that. They need to be managed with intention and awareness. Finally, practice self-awareness. This is about tuning into your own thoughts, feelings, and reactions. What triggers you? What makes you feel happy, energized, or fulfilled? By understanding your emotional landscape, you can make more conscious decisions and navigate relationships with greater clarity. Now, let's bring this all together with a real-world example. Imagine you're having dinner with a friend who seems down in the dumps. They barely touch their food, their body language is closed off, and they keep sighing. Instead of saying something generic like, "Everything okay?" which can feel dismissive, try taking a moment to truly listen. Ask open-ended questions like, "What's on your mind?" Or is there anything you want to talk about? Show genuine empathy by acknowledging their feelings and letting them know you're there for them. You might even share a similar experience to create a sense of connection. See? Emotional intelligence isn't just some abstract concept, it's a practical tool that can transform your relationships. Remember, building emotional intelligence is a journey, not a destination. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your progress, and keep practicing. The more you cultivate these skills, the stronger, more fulfilling your connections will become. Ready to level up? Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a boost in EQ. Leave us a review to let us know what resonates with you. Your feedback fuels our passion. And until next time, keep striving for those daily wins.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.